views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 17th of September, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, our phone lines here are 605-4567, 530-605-4567 for people out of the area. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can hop into our chat room the same way. You will be banned immediately. We had to dump the chat room yesterday because of...
Ooh.
I don't know. It was just...
But
I'm
not,
just, you know what?
Our show?
I'm just not in the mood
in a,
today
our show?
To have people arguing back and forth saying inane things.
Oh, okay.
On the chat room.
Well, we
Jared took care of all
okay.
that. Okay.
Well, we were doing a live remote yesterday. We were talking about happy things supporting our community. In front of Dutch Brothers doing Turtle Bay thing.
Yep.
So I wasn't watching the chat pack or the chat room because I was, we were busy interviewing everybody.
Jared, good morning.
Good morning.
No, it's a special day today.
It is. Today is a POW MIA recognition day.
Okay. So, something to keep in your thoughts and minds. We're still American service people missing in action out there. And former POWs. So, Jared, why'd you dump the chat room yesterday?
Well, just two people just spend a lot of time going after each other, and it gets
tiring.
It gets pretty bad. There were some nasty things that were.
Oh,
there.
I didn't see that.
It's
yeah.
one thing if you know you just argue, but then when you start just doing personal attacks and saying really nasty things,
just stop it. Ban them. Should have banned them. Ban them for a week.
Well, whatever.
Like anyway, okay, but.
A new
happy
day
things,
begun.
Happy things. Yep. Today it's going to be different.
I'm going to give you a forecast here.
Yeah.
Today will be about 90. Gosh, you know, I was just telling our having him and gal here that, you know, you get ready in the morning and we've been so used to having it be hot and muggy and hot that, you know, just thinking the way it is, even though I talk about the forecast and then stepping outside. Is a little different. So you may want, if you're leaving for work this morning, you may want a little jacket or a sweatshirt or sweater to cover your sleeveless garment if you do so. Today will be 90, overnight lows of 59. Tomorrow calls for chance of showers. Now that's moved because originally the forecast read for Sunday. So Saturday, chance of showers, Saturday night. Sunday calls for chance of showers, then mostly sunny with a high of 76 and 56 on Sunday night. That might mean the windows can be open. Yay! Monday, sunny with a high of 87, and Tuesday, 91.
Hopefully we're out of the triple-digit weather.
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And with us this morning is our one and only
Katrina.
Lovely Katrina with Haven Humane and our Pet of the Week moment.
Good morning.
Will you have a big boy with you today?
Yes, I do. His name is Lassen. He's a black and white border collie pit mix. He's 5 years old. And, yeah, he's a very big boy, but he's pretty controlled. Like, he's not a big puller on the leash. He's also not much of a jumper either. He's kind of a reserved guy, but he's very friendly and he's very adventurous. He's not the best with other dogs. I think he prefers to be the only dog in the home. He wants all the attention, of course. But he's a really sweet boy.
And okay. How did you pick out Lassen?
I picked him out because we've had him in the shelter for, I think today marks 98 days we've had him.
Mm.
And I think he gets kind of overlooked a lot. But he's a really sweet dog, and I feel like he would fit in with most families.
He's probably overlooked because he's a big dog.
And yeah.
He looks, he's marked like a border collie.
Yeah.
If he was 50 pounds smaller, you'd say he was a border collie.
Yeah.
But he's 50 pounds more. He is a big boy, but he comes up to you. He's got no fear. He sniffs your hands and all that. And he's not a licker. But he looks like he'd be a great dog to have if you have a little bit larger backyard or maybe kids. So is he good with kids as far
as
you know?
He's fine with kids.
Yeah.
I don't think he's met a lot of them, but he's pretty fine with being handled and whatnot. Yeah. I mean,
Well, Linda's over there loving on him right now. So he is good to take on walks or runs with you. If you had a little bit larger property, he'd be a great dog out there.
Oh, definitely.
So he's a good-looking dog, black and white. And does he have a white? A white tip on his tail, or is that my imagination?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. Well, great. So how does somebody come in and get Lassen, which is really a good name?
Thanks. So they can either call us at 241-1653 if they want to learn any more about him. They can also come on down. We are doing adoptions by appointment still, but since he is our pet of the week, no appointment necessary to come down and meet Lassen today.
Okay, now, because he's older, does he get part of his adoption fee paid?
He's almost at that age.
So he's not quite there
yet. Yeah, he's like a year behind.
Okay, so he's still a young dog.
But yeah, so his adoption fee would be $75.
Okay, well, that's not bad at all. And he's been, whatever he's been, neutered, and he's got a chip. He's got all the shots. He's up to date, and he's ready to roll.
Yep, he's good to go, ready to join your family.
Oh, look at that. He's just wagging his tail. Linda's over there making friends. No, Linda, you've already got one black and white pet, okay? You've already got one that is even bigger than him. Oh, he's got a little notch in his ear.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's got some personality.
Yeah, he's got a little notch in his ear.
He's very sweet. This is his disposition. He's very, very sweet. He's loving. He would be your forever friend. He is big. Really, he is big, but he's gentle. And he looks like he can be scrappy. He's probably been scrappy, but he is sweet. So it's not like, you know, he's going to bite because I got down and close.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't feel that. Ooh, you know, sometimes you feel like,
Sometimes he'll tense up and he's not like that. So, okay.
We
like
this
dog.
I'm an expert.
We give this dog.
What do you get?
Two rings. This is a two-ring dog. You know, it goes up.
Awesome.
You know what? Two rings. That's the most I've given a dog in a long time.
Well, I think that's the only time you've given a ring.
That's right. He's gotten the first double ring of approval.
He's special.
He's special.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate that. We know you're doing the media rounds and, of course, Haven Humane, all that you do. We love to partner with you and bring our pet of the week on Fridays and tell us all the things that's going on with Haven Humane.
So thank you.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. It's the weekend. Go on down. You got, you know, tomorrow off. Just go on down to Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. See all the guns he's got in there. This is our firearms dealer of choice, Linda and I. We buy our guns from John Bastiani because, one, it's a local store. Two, John Bastiani is a great guy and super customer service. He always has all the accessories we need. In fact, I'll probably, as a little surprise to myself, put an optics on my pistol because I'm getting ready to go shoot.
You're teaching Sunday.
Well, I'm teaching Sunday, but we're getting ready to run down and all of the instructors, all of us from Northern Firearms Instruction, that weekend right before Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
and we will not be around because we're going to be in Pahrump, Nevada, shooting at Front Sight. All of us. There's like 15 of us.
An intense time, right? Because you were like shooting 8-hour days.
Oh, no. You shoot from 8 in the morning till 5 with an hour off for lunch.
Yeah.
No, you shoot and it's going to be a pistol course. So I'm thinking about putting an optics on mine. But that's where I'll get it from, of course, is John Bastiani. Veterans always get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Located again at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside seasons. Score with our new Game Grub Buffet. Free spins, kickoff for cash and prizes. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard, win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The sun is sinking in the west, the cattle go down to the stream.
Good morning.
The red wing settles in the
You know what? We've just been loving watching some John Wayne westerns.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It's just like, soothes you. Just watching some good old, like, values.
Yeah.
96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday, and the 17th. Welcome back to our show.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, the only locally owned bank still around here. Okay, I'm sorry. I was just pointing at this. You know, we're on YouTube right now.
Oh, hi, everybody. Good morning.
People can see us. So when you reach over and slap me in the back of the head, people, I have witnesses now. They have three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown at 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch over at Cobblestone Shopping Center. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. You know, it's where we do business at Cornerstone Community Bank. They're great people. This is what I've done for you, my friends, our loyal listeners, our anybody that's just coming in. I opened up the agenda packet yesterday for the Reading City Council for the meeting Tuesday, And on page 528, yes, I went through 527 pages. Because in that packet is the presentation, you know, the big news when the Populist Corporation, McConnell Foundation, K2, Turtle Bay got together and did an unsolicited bid to the city to buy the acreage down there around the Civic Auditorium, including the land of the Sheraton and Mosaic is on, the Reading Rodeo Arena, the, of course, the Civic and all that. And the so on page 500, so you don't have to do this, but try to download this in a phone. Well, you know, I walked away, and a half hour later, I came back. It was there. And downloading it on a high-speed internet, which we have here at the office, it was supposedly high-speed, I don't know. It still took some time. But if you can skip through that, go to page 528. They talk about this, and they have the presentation that they gave to the city council, and it's like 70 pages. But the city council made the ruling they can take no action. They can direct staff to develop a request for proposals to develop a master plan. Direct staff to surplus in your all listed parcels pursuant to the regulations, blah, blah, blah. Direct staff to develop a request for proposals to sell the property that they've come up and asked about. Accept and provide direction relative to the unsolicited proposal from Populist K2 Development Companies, Turtle Bay, and McConnell Foundation. And it says the fiscal impact is dependent on the direction given by the city council and may range from no impact, a potential cost of $1 million or more, even a net positive as a result of the proceeds from a land sale. I'm not sure why it would cost us right now. Or they could provide direction other than identifying the recommendation, which may require the item to be agendized at a another meeting. But the what this is, it shows the who Populous is. And you can look it up on the internet. But the
I'm lost. I mean, I know that you just read paragraphs, but could you please summarize what you think that means?
Well, what it means is they came up with an unsolicited proposal to the city. In other words, the city did not go out and say, hey, we want you guys.
They approached the city. Okay.
Now, the thing about Populist, who is an international company, is...
That's a group. It's a company, an organization.
Company. And... But the guy that's their spearhead on this is a former resident of Reading, and he knows Reading. And he came back to visit friends, and he literally saw what was going on downtown. And he said, oh, my gosh, you know, Reading is really moving forward, and here may be an opportunity to build a world-class arena, entertainment venue, you know, whatever, here in this town that would attract people from everywhere to have their conventions and all these things, plus having, you know, music and all the things that you do at a civic.
And now we have the flights to be able to.
And now you have, and that was another thing. You've got all these flights coming in that will support
that. And it's
that.
Going to happen. But we don't know about that particular project, but Reading is growing.
What it did was it made
we're transforming.
No matter what happens, it got city council off the dime and got them moving forward. Now, let's take a look at it. But how do we do this in such a way that we don't lose who we are at the same time? Like, you know, people go, oh, the Reading Rodeo Arena. That's been a part of our community for a long time. But here's the thing is their plan is to reach out to all these people. And Reading Rodeo Association, Asphalt Cowboys, all these people are going to be a part of this as we are the people. We're going to see this happen and unfold in front of us with these plans. But if you go to page 579, their proposal, activating Reading's Northern Riverfront, a new vision for the Reading Civic Center site. And they, you know, it's of course very professionally put together. They've got, it's 73 pages. It talks about Populous. It talks about the vision, the master plan process, stakeholder engagement, project experience, and the proposed team on this. And it shows examples. Now, Michael Lockwood is the guy that's spearheading it for Populous. And he is, like I said, he's from Reading. He knows this area. Young guy that he's a senior principal and a senior architect at Populous. And they are a global design firm. So I realize 600-something pages is hard to download, but this is where you'll see this. I wish I could cut it out and put it on Facebook, or at least a link to it, but you're going to have to do that yourselves, my friend, like I did. I think it's worth your time to take a look at this. And, you know, they talk about the sale agreement, the development agreement, all those things that you would put in one of these, signed by everybody that's involved with on that group of people, Turtle Bay, McConnell Foundation, K2, and Populous. And they just see the fact that this could be an opportunity to have a world-class event center, an infrastructure that would attract people from all over, yet keep those things that are important. So I hardly recommend that you go and take a look at this. So because this is going to, we're going to find out what's going to happen. City Council is going to do it all out in open session. I recommend heartily, like next Tuesday, they're going to be there at the City Council to brief this. And this is a good chance to listen and hear it from them, hear it from those people. Next Tuesday, but we'll talk about that more.
Well, I think what happens in the we've been here for 15 years, and there's the old guard. And the old guard, many of the old guard of Reading, and some of the developers are at the age where they've retired, and some are passing away. And you're finding that there's this new influx of people. And it's very hard for us to want to have change. Like, we love the rodeo grounds. The rodeo grounds are like a step back into the 50s. It's beautiful. It's just very cool, quaint. Some people don't want change. On the other hand, if we can control, meaning that there's this integrity level, like we love, you know, certain places that we go to that, you know, have the nice restaurants. I mean, they're building. I mean, we're finding, yeah, we do have a homeless population. We have a homeless population and a problem with that. But meanwhile, people are putting money in all these projects. I mean, Carl and I were the other day, went to go walk down and we voted. And when we walked, I said, you know, when you walk downtown, you're experiencing something than driving through downtown. Like, we really looked at that parking structure that's being built. I mean, it's a whole different ball game standing on your feet looking at it than it is driving by.
Stories.
I'm like, okay, so there's several of these things going on downtown. So there's visionaries that are here that we are at the crossroads.
Right.
We have the old guard, don't want change, want to keep a sleepy Reading, you know, town. And then we've got the newer, like, 30-something that have some have left and come. We have the Bethel influence of the international people who come here and love it and actually buy buildings and do business because they want to stay here among the Bethel community and reach out to the community, become the community. So we're just experiencing this influx. Now, we've been on the air, and we, in the last couple of years here, we've had build downtown, and we're just kind of watching how this transpires. And so I think that the whole thing about going to City Council, you know, you're going to hear just tidbit from us about something that we're reading or maybe information we hear of people, you know, as people talk to us as they come through here in between, people call, they want to talk about it. I mean, that's what we're hearing. It's hearsay. So why you go to the City Council meeting, discover yourself rather than just listening or hearing it from us. Now, I want to say this.
One last thing on this. When I heard this, and I heard where it was about the Reading Rodeo Grounds, I mean, you're talking about a 17,000-seat arena. What about having it built like you have in other new great venues where you have the ability to have the rodeo inside the arena? I mean, how cool would that be?
Well, yeah, but we like the whole outside thing, too, a little but, like but old they, town
you
flavor.
Know, okay, well, think of a Civic, but where you have the top and the sides can open up. And I mean, where so you are outside mm-hmm. when it's good weather, but when it's raining, like it was that time, it was only you and me sitting there like idiots in the rain coming through.
We weren't the only ones out there. No, the Marine Corps call it. Yes, I know.
7:30. You had something going on.
No, I mean, I want to finish up with one thing.
I don't see the honeybee.
I want to finish up with one
here.
Thing.
Well, okay. I don't
changing
see the
subject
festival.
Completely.
We can't hold that.
Okay, so
hour.
When we breathe in and out, just I'm going to say this, folks, because this is very interesting, and you know, I love to just bring in a fact, because right now, do I have a cold? Do I not have a cold? We're afraid about COVID. COVID's here. It's going to be going through all of its different, like, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and it's going to be like the flu used to be, but, you know, just do what you have to do to protect yourself. But when we breathe in and out our nose during the day, one nostril does most of the work at a time. With the duty switching every several hours, I love the human body. It's a miraculous thing. This nasal cycle is dictated by the same autonomic nervous system that regulates heart rate, digestion, and other unconscious bodily functions, and is the reason why when our nose gets stuffed up, it does so one nostril at a time.
Damn. Jared.
Okay. Is that a takeaway? I'm sorry, that's a takeaway.
Okay. But I have noticed that, so.
Yeah.
Huh? Well.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Hey, we recommended Crackmaster to some friends, and Mimi went down there, and she put his card up, and she said, wow, this was great.
Oh, cool.
And then other people rolled in and said, yeah, this guy is super. Yeah. Jeff Wurst down at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's a great guy. It's a small business right here in town. He's been around for about 20 years fixing and repairing windshields. Don't go to these guys on the side of the road. Fix your crack in your windshield for $10. No, they use chewing gum. Go to a guy that knows what he's doing. Guarantees his work. A total professional, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst is not going to take a chance with the safety of you or your family. Give him a call at 241-8373 for a free consultation, an inspection, and analysis, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. Air Quality Index today, my friends, is not bad at all, considering what it used to be. It's moderate at 79, and the Lake Shasta water level is 897 feet. It's down 100 and almost 170 feet. That means there's still 897 feet of water in Lake Shasta.
Mm.
We'll be right back.
Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie, served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry! Serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available.
Black Bear Diner.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Hundred years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Now you did your dip.
96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Byatt. You can't tell Linda's here today. 605-4567 is our phone number, and this portion of the show brought to you by
State Granite. Hey, Mike Huber, H-U-B-E-R, is such a master guy, a master craftsman, and he'll come to your house. Like, for instance, you know, down the road, we're going to want to have a shower built in our little tiny, we have a 1950s, like 40s bathroom with the pink and the green tile. I've kept it. I love it. But, you know, when you have a little tiny shower, you want to maybe expand a little bit. So we're going to have him do that work, and he's the guy that you would want to have come look at your situation. Maybe it's a kitchen counter, or maybe it's like the granite counter we have here in the studio. Mike did it. Mike at Estate Granite. If you're looking to refi, redo your kitchen, stay where you are, we got good things happening in Reading. We're growing. Give Mike a call at Estate Granite. 2-for-1 stone.
For a free consultation, let me tell you, Mike Huber is truly an artist when it comes to marble, granite, slate. Like that, but he is just sucks as a bocce ball player. There's only one person
that
that's worse. There's only one person worse than him.
Really hate that word.
That was me.
It became like normal for everybody to start saying it. But anyway, so you were awful last night?
No, we weren't. We won our first game, but then after
that. Well, thank you. You won your first game.
After that, they started serving beer, and my team fell apart. You know, come
Mike
on.
Mike got a son who's serving.
Yeah,
he was
he's
home.
In the
yeah,
Navy,
so
a new
congratulations.
Guy.
You know, it's all about having
he's
fun.
Back.
It's not all about the win.
And he told me, you know, there's a lot of consternation in the service right now with this mandate. Mandate.
Interesting to hear somebody
you know,
inside.
What's going to happen if 10% of the armed forces just say, you know, I'm not going to do it? And I'm torn about this, and I'll tell you why. When you join the military, you sign up, and you lose many of your constitutional...
You don't have a choice, right?
You lose many of your constitutional choices. If you're on YouTube right now, you could see us glaring at each other.
Yeah. With the rolling of the eyes.
Well,
so stop it and continue
eyes.
On
well,
what you were
interrupting
saying.
Interrupting me.
Okay, go on. Colonel.
When you're in the military, you give up a lot of your constitutional choices there. Freedom of speech, you know, being able to go places. One of the things is that they give you shots. They give you vaccinations. Now, when people enlisted, none of this was going on. But it's kind of like saying, well, you know what? I don't agree with the American policy, so I'm not going to go fight in Vietnam. Or I'm not going to go fight in the Middle East. Or I'm not going to do this. You can't have that. On the other hand, I understand where a lot of people, the way this whole vaccine thing has been handled is just been terrible through both the Trump and the Biden administration. It's become a political football. And so, but what happens if a large part of the military says, no, I'm not going to, so you can just discharge me? Wow. I mean, this has got to be something that's going to be looked at, as is, you know, the forcing of companies to have their employees, if you got over 100 employees, done. So, Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Living life here, you know, day at a time, breathing through one nostril at a time.
That's about it.
Yeah, I am. And I've been a little bored lately, so I just go around to stores and I put shopping carts back.
Good for
some
you.
Some people don't do that.
You know, Terry, you listen. That is
I
so
did.
Cool.
Well, you know, actually, I went back to my Catholic roots. I was going to flog myself for not doing that. So
yeah.
I feel guilty forever.
I saw a lady the other
I'm better
day.
Now.
I think
shopping
it's cool.
Carts back.
I saw a lady the other day just do that. She had brought her stuff in and she... And it was pretty far away from the shopping cart container. I thought, well, she'll probably just leave it here. You know, how you just kind of lifting.
Yeah.
And she turned around and took it all the way across the parking lot. And I thought, now she deserves, you know what? Don't you wish you could go out and just give somebody, like, hey, here, wear this today for, you know, being a good citizen.
Well, remember people used to hold up signs? You know, they would hold up signs or something and you go by and you drive or whatever. Just good job. Just, you know, thank you
it
for
is.
That.
It
so,
is, you know,
what's
and,
on your
and,
mind?
We could start a business, girl.
Yeah.
We can get rid of all this other stuff. No more headaches, buddy.
There you
all
go.
We have to do is just take shopping carts out for people and run them back for tips.
Well, you know,
right? Hey, you know?
That's not a bad idea. You know what?
It
if,
isn't.
If
and
they're willing to.
We know that only one nostril will take the brunt of it, of the,
all right, Terry.
Of the running.
Are you,
you breathe,
and by the way, do you breathe through your right nostril or your left nostril?
Terry, what's on your mind?
Probably my right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know you're being charming and cute this morning on the Friday edition, but what's on your mind?
Anyway, this Sunday, we're going to have a very interesting program. We're going to have Patrick Jones on, and the gentleman, Kevin Legg, who did the polygraph test on some allegations that Patrick was not telling the truth about a certain meeting that happened with the Board of Supervisors about Leonard Modi. So we're going to have Kevin Legg on. He is the polygraph tester, and he's an interesting guy. He was a homicide detective for many, many years, did hundreds of polygraph tests, had those done, and then became certified to do polygraph tests about 4 years ago. So we're going to have he'll be calling in, and we'll have Patrick on. Patrick did pass that test, by the way, with flying colors, and all the other people refused to come on and refused to have that test taken.
Well, that's because, and one of the reasons is, just on the other side of this, that's why polygraphs are not allowed in court. Because of two reasons. One, if a person can beat it, and the other hand, other people, when they get on the polygraph, everything they say becomes false because they're so nervous.
That's not exactly the case.
Well, we'll listen to the show, but they don't allow them in court. Though.
No, they do allow them in court. The reason they do allow them in court, and this as per Kevin Legg and as per the law, period, the law says they could be allowed in court if both sides agree.
Well,
if both sides agree, they can be allowed in court. So otherwise, if they don't, then it's a tool.
You know what? I'll listen, and because that's a question. I've always heard that, so I did not hear.
And just
if both sides agree, I could see maybe
that. Yeah, both sides have to agree. That's right. So,
have you ever taken one?
I watched it. Man, I was like 2 hours, Carl.
I know.
Take one of those
I know.
Things.
I have.
Have you taken one?
Yeah, I've taken one.
Well, because you did some...
Yeah.
Carl had to do Secret Service stuff.
Did you pass it?
Yes, I did.
Good. Okay, well, I think you were probably...
In the kind of jobs I've had, though, I mean, you know, they award me things for doing stuff. So polygraph is not easy. And they start out with simple things. And, what color is the wall?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
however, there are places in our government that can teach you how to get by a polygraph.
Right.
Well, I don't know if people around here have gone through that course.
No, they probably haven't.
Oh,
Did you know they changed the polygraph because it's one woman
mastered
who was a spy,
it?
And she found a way she would tighten her butt.
Oh.
I'm not kidding you. She would tighten her butt. And it would help, you know, enabled her to beat the polygraph. That's why now, did he have a seat, a special seat he sat on? Did you notice that? Terry?
Did he have a special seat?
Yeah, when Patrick, was it a special seat he sat on? Because because then they can tell if you're tightening. They can tell if you're tightening your butt.
I don't remember. I didn't really look to see what he was sitting on.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Interesting, because that I would never know that, Carl. I mean, that's interesting about how the energy of your butt.
The person who's taking the test.
You think?
No. Yeah. The person taking the test, they can make sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can change your body in a chemistry.
Okay, that's going to be this Sunday from
9 o'clock, and I think it'll be very interesting to hear. This guy is very impressive. To be someone who does these polygraph tests, you really have to be. I mean, you've got to go through the mill. This guy was a homicide detective too, so really interesting guy. And of course, Patrick will be talking about the subject matter, and it's funny because it's 96% accurate, and that's true. But again, it can go into court if everybody agrees it can be admitted into court.
It'll never go to court.
We got to take a break. Thanks, Terry.
It'll never go to court. I just think that it's an interesting.
It's a beautiful Friday. The air
so
quality
much.
Index is moderate, and you can just head on down the Safeway.
Yeah.
Get those shopping carts taken care of. People who don't do it.
So you Sunday at 9 o'clock, Terry. All right, we're going to take a break here. Interesting, and I got another little fun fact when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Now, I walked in there the other day. They're always so busy. Rebecca is so cool. I mean, I had a watch band that needed to replace. I have an old 1940s watch that I wear that needs to be cleaned and looked at, okay? Battery, that kind of thing. I took some of my jewelry to make sure, okay, could you clean it? Could you make sure the prongs are okay? Because I'm pretty rough on my stuff. I just wear it all the time, and it means I bang it up against granite or rock or whatever. So, it's really cool. And they've been with us for so many years, and I love that it's that still homey feeling. 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry. Hey, Carl and Linda Bott here. It's KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM on your talk radio, or KCNR1460.com online. Hey, the honeybee lady isn't here today, but I'm going to give you a fact about bees when we get back after these messages.
It'll blow your socks off.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. See you then.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
He wants to dream like a young man.
Carl and Linda Bott here.
I love your selection. Who's that?
Bob Seger.
Oh, Bob Seger.
But, you know, that Bob, it doesn't feel like, wait.
Yeah, that's Bob. Okay, for the bump music for the next three or four bump music, make it all Bob Seger. Okay?
All right.
But usually he's like, Bob is just graspy. I'm not, he's smooth there. I didn't hear graspy yet. Maybe it's coming in.
Well, he's 10 years old. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And you know what? When you hear, ha, this is Judy Maxwell, all the honey is real. That woman is just inside and out, just a superior human being, wonderful human being, and knowledgeable and sweet and kind and will just figure it out for you. And I've sent a couple friends to her, which they have switched their insurance over to Judy, and that's just, she's fantastic. Helping families since 1993. And speaking of sweet, we were supposed to have the honeybee. Queen on.
Yeah.
The queen of the honeybee, which is a human being, by the way, that was supposed to come in today. Maybe the date was mixed or she, you know, she's doing the media rounds.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I looked this up. Bees, here's your little fact for the day. Bees are notorious for their stings, but humans aren't the only ones who experience the pain in the neck or the harm of the leg. In protecting their hives from outsiders, some guard bees will stay by the entrance and sniff the bees that come in. This is from the biology department of Macquarie University. If there's a rogue bee from another hive trying to steal some nectar, the guard bee will bite and even sting the intruder.
Well, you know, it's, you know what? You found that as an interesting fact. I've gone in but bars before, and that's the way they did it. They sniffed you before you went in. Yeah, it was.
I just love, you know, the nature.
Yep.
And it's really interesting. I don't flee from bees. A lot of people are like, oh my God, there's a bee, you know, because they're doing their job. I mean, you get stung by bees, but I don't have to go do the shot. So those people have to do the shot. I feel bad for them. I could see why they just don't want to be around bees.
No, you don't want to.
They're doing their job.
Yeah. The other day we talked about this guy. Was a teacher, and he actually went on. He was being interviewed, and he actually said he didn't know he was being interviewed. The guy was recording him, Project Veritas, and he says, "I've got 180 days to change these kids into revolutionaries." And he had communist flags up in his, and he had Che's picture and Mao's. Mm-hmm. And so when this hit the news, the principal went down there, took a look at it. They put him on leave, and then they fired him, took all that stuff down. Well, now down in Los Angeles, in a classroom, A parent there sounding the alarm over posters displayed inside a high school classroom that said F America, except they spelled it out, and that law enforcement's primary purpose is to militarily enforce white supremacist capitalism. And a parent at Alexander Hamilton High School slammed the disgusting brainwashing of students with taxpayer dollars, shared photos of this. And the first photo shows a Palestinian flag, a transgender flag, a Black Lives Matter flag, and a pride flag prominently displayed on the blackboard. And another photo shows two posters that said, F America, this is native land, and F the police.
Mm.
So you know what the school did? Well, we're taking a look at this. We're going to take those, we'll take those posters down. What about the teacher? Are you going to look at what the teacher's been, you know,
allowing?
I mean, allowing it or teaching in there? I mean, you know, LA Unified holds firm its policy that students and adults in both schools and offices should treat all persons equally and respectfully and refrain from willful or negligent use of slurs against any person on the basis of blah, 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 blah. It's a, you know what? Parents, grandparents, do you know what's being taught in your school? Have you gone down and just looked at the classroom? The staff doesn't go down in the classroom every week. I would think that they would just, you know, kind of walk through. At the end of the day, the principal would walk through and just look inside the classrooms to see what kind of stuff they're doing, but they don't. Or you could take the assistant principal and do this. But obviously they don't, because the first one with the, you know, the pictures of Mao and Che and all that, they go in once a quarter. I mean, come on. That's... Every well, 3 months they go in one time? Why aren't they going in? There's no reason that a principal of a high school or one of their leadership in that high school has not doesn't walk through the classrooms just to see what's displayed. I mean, you know, it could, you know, there could be a there could be a reason behind this. I can't imagine what it is, but there could be a reason behind it. They have something up like that. But if you saw it, I think the first thing you do is call them, call the teacher and say, "What the F is this?"
Mm.
So, okay.
So, yesterday I was reading something, I don't know, it was on, you know, it was on somewhere and it could have been social media, but it was a teacher talking about how 5 minutes before class was out, she told the kids to close their computers and put their pencils or whatever they were doing down or if they were writing or something, just have a conversation. So she said they didn't know what to do. I mean, then she said, no, literally, your assignment is to have conversation.
With each other.
With each other. And so there was half of the class that, you know, started talking, blah, 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 and she could hear it. The other half could not have a conversation. And so they didn't know how to start a conversation, and then this teacher had said, you know, do your grandparents and parents, she didn't blame the kid, she was talking, not blaming, but just discussing with the family, the parents, the grandparents, do you encourage your children? Like, a good way to do that is to take a walk. Take a walk and leave your phones. Which reminds me, yesterday, I was with some friends and her daughter's getting married and her daughter wants to really have a very, sanctimonious, ceremony when she's getting married. I know we have 1 minute left. And so the idea was that today people don't have barriers when it comes to cell phones. So it was like, should we ask for a cell phone check that no cell phones are allowed during the ceremony?
Absolutely.
And so I said,
unless you're like a doctor or something.
But still. You know, it's like, can you just take an hour and put your phone away off? She doesn't want people holding it out, people holding it up.
Taking pictures.
She does not want anything like that. She wants the sacred quietness. That's her dream.
Well,
at her wedding.
It's her wedding. And if you can't do that, you don't belong in there anyway. Okay.
I thought that was really cool, and I think
too.
We've all... How many times have people posted pictures of you, and you're like, what? This is a personal... evening with you. I don't want my picture to be on just of me with food in my mouth and my eyes half closed on
Facebook.
I saw
a photo on Facebook yesterday. I because I know the person that posted it. I almost wrote to her and said, "Oh, that person's really going to enjoy that picture in about 5 years.
Mm.
Anyway, hey, General Milley has said that phone call he made to the Chinese was perfectly routine and was done to reassure both allies and adversaries in this case in order to ensure strategic stability. There's going to be more to it. He's going to be in front of Congress here in the next couple of weeks. We'll hear more about it. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
From townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Officials at the Food and Drug Administration are meeting today to decide whether to recommend extra doses of the Pfizer vaccine. The Biden administration wants to provide COVID-19 booster shots to most Americans, but scientists inside and outside the U.S. government have been divided in recent days over the need for boosters and who should get them. Vaccines, a topic at Virginia's gubernatorial debate. Democratic candidate Terry McAuliffe said he supports vaccine mandates. Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin recommends getting the coronavirus vaccine, but does not support mandates.
My position on the vaccine has been very clear. I absolutely encourage all Virginians to get the vaccine. And we'll go to work together to make sure that you have all the information you need to feel good about it. My opponent has said he wants to make life difficult for people who don't get the vaccine.
The Taliban's education ministry says all male students, grades 6 to 12, and male teachers should resume classes across Afghanistan starting tomorrow. The statement published on Facebook did not include girls of the same age, raising fears that the Taliban might bar women from schools and work. The White House says President Biden's noticeable coughing and clearing his throat in recent speeches, nothing to worry about.
I don't think it's an issue of concern. I think there are a range of reasons why we may need to clear our throat or we may have a little light cold. And that's certainly something that presidents, elected officials, reporters, spokespeople can confront. But it's not an area where we have a medical concern.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki. An app created by allies of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has disappeared from Apple and Google stores as polls have opened across Russia for 3 days of voting in a parliamentary election. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Football is back, and so is tailgating. Whether it's Friday Night Lights, Saturday College, or Pro Sundays, Solaire portable infrared grills set up fast and heat up quickly. Only 3 minutes to searing hot temperatures, just like the big backyard Solaires. The Solaire grills will make you the master of the tailgater with the juiciest, most flavorful food in the parking lot. The fast grilling times leave you more time to talk up your team, and they cool down fast so you won't miss a minute of the game. The Solaire Anywhere and Solaire Everywhere portable infrared grills are perfect for any grilling on the go, from picnics to camping, RVs to boating, but especially tailgating. And they're made in the USA with the confidence of a 100-year-old family business. Amaze your tailgating friends with Solaire infrared grills. Learn more about these fantastic grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. besthotgrill.com.
There's a nationwide search for a Florida woman who vanished while on a cross-country trip in a converted camper van with her boyfriend.
22-year-old Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, returned to their Florida home in her van 10 days before Petito's family reported her missing. Todd Garrison is the police chief in Northport, Florida.
Two people went on a trip, one person returned. And that person that returned isn't providing us any information.
Police body camera video in Utah shows Petito upset, telling an officer she suffers from obsessive compulsive disorder that affects her behavior. Police considered her the aggressor. Father Joe Petito wants his daughter back.
Whatever you can do to make sure my daughter comes home, I'm asking for that help. There's nothing else that matters to me now.
Petito's last known contact with family was late last month from Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. I'm Ed Donahue.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Yellowstone National Park sets another monthly record for visitors.
Park officials say over 920,000 people came through the gates in the month of August, a month after setting a July record with over 1 million visitors. All this despite the pandemic and the Delta variant surge. The home of Old Faithful posted guest numbers up 4.5% over last year and 12% more than in 2019. The old record for August back in 2017 when over 910,000 people drove in to watch a solar eclipse. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Three Chinese astronauts have returned to Earth after a 90-day stay aboard their nation's first space station. It's China's longest mission in space so far. State broadcaster CCTV showed footage of the spacecraft parachuting to land in the Gobi Desert, where it was met by helicopters and off-road vehicles. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 17th of September, Friday, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm. This is POW-MIA Remembrance Day out there, and thanks for that heads up, Jared. Linda's here with the weather.
Hey, it's just weird to think it's currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have 90 today, partly cloudy tonight with our overnight lows at 59. Tomorrow, according to this forecast, chance of showers with a high of 77. Showers likely Saturday night. Time to put the house plants outside if they'd let them drink, if that's the case. Sunday, chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high of 76, overnight lows of 56. Monday calls for 87 and Tuesday 91 as we progress. You know, Wednesday's around 90, Thursday's around 90, so we're under those triple digit figures. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And on the phone with us is our one and only first vice president of investments with Stifel Investments, and that's our own Susan Eastman. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the red, extending this week's choppy trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 192 points at 34,559. The S&P 500 off 34 points at 4,438. And the Nasdaq Composite is losing 130 points at 15,051. Active stocks this morning. Ford is positive 12 cents, trade at 13.52 per share. AMC Entertainment down $1.42 at 44.67. Bank of America off 31 cents, trading at $40.14. Stocks of local interest, FedEx down $3.71 at $254.67. UPS off $1.63, trading at $191.34. Coca-Cola down 43 cents at $54.92 per share. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.38%. And looking at commodities, gold is down $5 an ounce at $1,749. Silver off 46 cents at $22.45 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $72 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel, Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. Wow, that was interesting. I've been watching online to see what's happening with Tesla and a lot of the different stocks. Interesting today. Hey, 2701 Park Marina Park Marina Drive. Go check out Susan. Give her a call. You can call her at toll free at 866-950-5524, or you can email her at Eastman at Stifel. That's Stifel, Stifel.com.
Okay. We're here with House of Realty. Well, half of the regular team is here today, Bruce.
I think Cameron's on assignment for 10 minutes, and then he'll be here.
Well, you know what? There's an old saying in the military that nothing can't go wrong if you're always early.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's
well,
just
if you notice he's here first every time. I noticed. I adhere
he
to
had
that.
To change the baby's diapers or something like that.
Well, I guess he just rolled down. So we can't say all the other things we were going to say.
Before we begin, we were talking about the bocce ball thing last night. We do want to do a shout out to the one and only Scott Lewis. We were talking about him before we started.
Yeah, that's right.
And he is such a great guy. He is a total real dude. And I love how he sings. And we've sung together before. And so I thought it was really really cool that you guys were all playing together last night.
You had a team that had no experience at all. And we said, what's that little white ball out there? And they say, well,
oh,
you're
white.
Supposed to roll that out there. And then you know, and then they explained the rules to us. And we went, oh, okay. And it's harder than it looks. They wouldn't let us throw the balls. They made us roll them. And Scott was in there. Scott won, you know, some points for us. And then, like I said, we were magnificent in the first game. And then they opened the beer keg, and our team fell apart after that. So
that's great. Scott's a great escrow officer. We've done many, many escrows. He's been at Placer Title for years, and very, very competent. Just came off a really bad battle with COVID and was in the hospital for a while.
Oh, so, we didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's, you know.
Scott just, was?
Oh, yeah.
He had COVID. He told me last night, I think he was in the hospital for like 5 days.
Whoa.
Yeah, he was. And it was nasty, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, bad, bad case.
I'll tell you
I
more,
wish I would have known that. I would have, like, you know.
I'll tell you more after the,
okay,
after the show.
Okay, geez. But, you know, anyway. Such
anyway,
a robust guy. I love him. Anyway.
The Middletons are here.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Cameron.
Good morning.
So your mom had to give you a ride, just like she did when you were like six?
No, that car finally fired up. Okay. But we're going to have to get to the bottom of it, see what's wrong with that thing.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, you know, it's a 2018 Maserati, and I'm surprised that.
Well, and now my wife is going around apologizing to all the neighbors for all the swearing I was just doing in the driveway trying to get that thing started. So.
Okay, was it a battery thing?
Not sure yet.
I have... You know, when you see things online, you don't know if they work, right? Well, this one, it says this will start any truck or car, and it's about the size of a small iPad. And I thought, okay, it's worth it just to drive. But how do you check it out? You know, but so I got it. You know, I charged it up. It was sitting in my glove compartment, and then one day, my truck didn't start. The battery was gone. I took that out. I followed directions. Where it's pretty hard to do is you turn it on and you put the two leads to your battery. Bang! Kick that truck over right then.
I'll be buying one this afternoon.
they're like $50. I've got, you know, I'm putting one in Linda's car. So, I mean, you don't even need jumper cables after that.
Yeah.
I carry jumper cables for other people. So, no, that thing works. I was pleasantly surprised by that. Yeah.
Well, it helps when you have your car serviced occasionally, but
don't rush into
anything.
Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
This unsolicited
exactly.
proposal. I just, when in the first part of the show, they put it on the city portal last night at 4 p.m. I went through 569 pages to get to it. Thank you very much, listeners, for that, because I learned about so much stuff, I mean, going on. But then I read that. What is your opinion on this unsolicited proposal?
I'm going to let Cameron handle this pretty much. Cameron had a meeting a couple of days ago with the Knott Boys and whatever, and he represented the Asphalt Cowboys.
Okay.
They asked him to represent them, and then also the Board of Realtors, Cameron represented.
And also, I think Reading Rodeo Association around or someplace?
They were in that meeting as well.
Okay.
So.
This is what I heard.
What's your take?
Well, there's still a lot to be looked at here. I think, you know, it's kind of early to reserve any kind of judgment on it, and I really want to hear what the council has to say on Tuesday as well. I mean, it's essentially what it looks like looking through the plan, and yeah, it is the last item on the city council staff packet, and that was released yesterday. And it sounds like really what they're asking to do is to take at least the next year and try and master plan the area. And so, and that by area, I mean north of 44, east of the cemetery, that whole area bound by the river. And there is some privately owned property within that area, just on the north side of, just on the edge of the north side of 44. So KRCR, Real Living, Channel 12, 24, Viking Skate Country, those buildings are owned privately.
Right.
The rest is all owned either by the city or by the McConnell Foundation.
Right.
So the question, so I think what they're looking at is trying to take the rest of that property that's in there and come up with a new master plan for that. So we'll see. That's going to be a long process with a lot of stakeholder meetings. I think there's a number of people that were very concerned, and rightfully so, with the way that it was sort of presented to the community. And that was probably could have been handled an awful lot better.
And I'll tell you this, is when you talk to some of the reps, they agree 100% on that. As does Barry Tippin. He said, yeah, this could have, when we put the parcel numbers out there like we do, if you look at this one, you know, for the agenda item, they put the area around the Civic Auditorium. Just those three or four words makes a huge difference when you're just looking at plat, you know, at the plat numbers. But this tells you where it's at. So I think if that had been on there, that would have caused a lot of the consternation to go down. But I think in my opinion, the city council made the right decision. Hey.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to send this back without any decision. They came up with five ways forward, things that can happen. But we're going to make this as public as possible.
Yeah, and I think so long as they do that and they keep this a 100% public process moving forward, make sure all stakeholders are part of the process, that they can speak with everybody, keep it in the open, rather than doing this quietly and behind closed doors. I think there will potentially be more public support. I think the other part of it is what happens with the plan. So it really is going to be what the plan is. You've got competing interests in the area, and how are those all going to be addressed?
We got to take a break here because we want to come back. Of course, Kutras is...
We have a real interest in this, as we represent the Kutras family in the south.
And so how do we have a well-thought-out plan on that river that they kind of, you know, that they support?
Well, they would complement one another.
So it's a symbiotic relationship that pushes Reading forward and is good for our citizens. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. Okay. Hey, if you're Cameron... And you probably suffer, you know, people like Cameron probably suffer from strains and sprains, like trying to start his car this morning. He was, people don't know this, but he lifted up the front front end of his car and bounced it a few times. That's why it started after that. But if you have a strain or a sprain, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance down in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way and talk to Kevin Elo or Rachel Lang there. They're going to get you back into action. Their experience level is just outstanding. The United States Gymnastics Team, Pro Football Combine, universities, this. If they can't get you back into shape, nobody can. Give them a call at 533-5030. 533-5030 today. We'll be right back.
I take my card and I stand in line. Make a buck, I will go over time. Get the letters, keep coming in, babe. I work my back to the swag.
Seasons Restaurant, located inside Wind River Resort and Casino, just got happier with outstanding appetizers. Stop by Thursday through Sunday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. to enjoy pulled pork fries, coconut shrimp, Southwest quesadillas, and so much more. Your taste buds will be happier at Seasons. Mimosas are not just for brunch. Come try Seasons Tableside Bubbles and Berries Mimosa Bar, delivered right to your table. Thursday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., only $15. Bubbles are better at the river. See WindRiver.com for more details.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.reading.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Reading. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.reading.org.
My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Heading in ahead now. Standing on the shore. Pause a moment to reflect. Which trip cost you more? Between the ever restless crowds and the silence of your room.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. No man's land. The Carlman Bar. It's Friday, the 17th, 8:21 in the morning, about 62 degrees out there. Air quality index is pretty good today, about 75 today. It's moderate. Fashion Alliance is hosting their fourth annual fashion show gala premiere on Saturday, September 25th. Join them at the Market Street's new Umbrella Alley to enjoy an evening of fashion and fun showcasing the work of local fashion designers on film and in person. Purchase your tickets at readingfashionalliance.org. We went there to one they had a couple years ago. It was, you know, yeah, I got drugged there. But I had a good time just watching it. I mean, we have some designers around here. This is, you know, they have just fantastic ideas. Some of them I was awed. Others I went, you're kidding. But it's fun to see people thinking outside the box. We're here with House of Realty, Bruce and Cameron Milton. We talked about in the first segment about this proposal that came through, the unsolicited proposal to sell the Civic Auditorium and the areas around it. They had a meeting, Cameron said, he had a meeting that had the Asphalt Cowboys, Reading Rodeo group was there.
Because Chamber was there for
the
it.
Chamber. Yeah. And you represented the Board of Realtors. So this is huge in the sense of what could happen. But there's a lot of, when you give up that property, then you're kind of like dependent on the people that buy it. Do you trust them to do what they say they're going to do?
Well, and I think that's something that council is going to have to consider carefully. There's a lot of different options. You don't necessarily need to sell it. It can be ground leased.
Yeah.
like it is now. All of it is, or the vast majority of it is now. You know, we've had that Civic Center now for, gosh, what, 50-ish years. Yeah. You know, to have a publicly owned place for us to be able to have a venue like that seats 1,000. You know, it's different than say the Cascade Theater, which is all has seating installed.
Right.
So the Civic, you can repurpose it a number of different ways. You can repurpose it for a car show. You can put tables for a sit down meal. You can do different things.
And it became a hospital during COVID, the first outbreak.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah. I think you need to, you know, they need to look at least whether it's going to be improving the Civic or replacing the Civic. You need to at least make sure you keep that type of venue there or make it bigger and better. Same thing with the rodeo. Rodeo has been down at that location for 73 years, at that same
yeah.
spot. You have the Rodeo Association and the Asphalt Cowboys, which are both, you know, large six-plus figure organizations that do a ton for the community. The rodeo itself is probably the number one economic driving event that we have in the city all year in terms of the outside money that it brings in.
Really? The rodeo?
Yeah, they did it. They did. There were studies done about a decade ago. You know, this was talked about years ago. There was when the civic had been very self-sustaining for a long time, and then it started to decline in terms of its profitability.
Right.
And then what happened was then there were discussions, what do we do with the civic? What do we do with this area? And at the time, this was years ago, we actually, I had the same position I do now. I was vice chairman of the city planning commission. And Adam McElvain was the chairman of the Community Services Advisory Commission, which is essentially the Parks and Recreation Commission, who'd been tasked with dealing with that area, and they had been working on it for a couple years. One of the things that they did at that point was they did put out requests for proposals for outside firms to come in and potentially manage the civic.
Mm-hmm.
And there are groups that do this around the country.
Right.
And they did some studies of the area at that point and found that at that time, the rodeo was the number one economic driving event that was put on in the city. More than Cool April Nights, more than anything else, the rodeo really brought a lot down there. So I think it's very important that that's looked at. I think some of the consternation comes from the fact that in the past there have been other attempts to repurpose or relook at that property and some of those have been by some of the same entities that are involved with this, and they didn't include the rodeo grounds. They didn't include keeping the civic. So that, I think, is why there are some who say, hey, we want to make sure we don't lose these potential events. We don't lose these good public venues. If they're improved upon, which is part of the discussion, I think certainly the intent seems to be, especially with populace, big thing they do is event centers, whether that's arenas, stadiums, indoor, outdoor, what have you. So I think there's a certain intent there to do that. But I think part of it, too, becomes who then is in charge of it. Who is the one who is setting the schedules, allowing certain events to occur, saying when these events can occur, that type of thing. There's currently already a conflict down there with parking.
Yeah, and the way I understand it is the lease that Bethel has there is that they were given the parking rights there for everybody, and so that if the Reading Rodeo Association has a couple of times wanted to... Are you having problems there, buddy?
I'm okay.
Okay. You can't hear? Okay. That they haven't been able to have events because
right.
Bethel has other things going on in that time. So that's got to be a part of this. It's got to be ironed out.
Two things. With that lease being up right now, they've given like a 90-day extension to talk about releasing the Civic. Well, now with this in play, that has to be looked at a lot harder. How many years can you do it for? I think the initial one was 7 years or something. But if that lease is up, do you want to go ahead and give a 5-year lease when you know, the plans a year from now might be to knock it down or any number of things? The other thing I think that's kind of interesting was a number of years ago, there was a plan to move the Posse Grounds. The McConnell yeah. Foundation with the Gore Ranch behind Westwood Manor proposed building an equestrian center down there that would include the Posse Ground or the rodeo and everything else. That never developed. But, you know, once again, I the feedback that I'm getting is that people want the rodeo and they want it to stay basically where it's at. I mean, there's always alternatives and whatever, but when this, the way it was presented, raised some ire amongst certainly rodeo fans.
The question here, is it time to move beyond the rodeo? You know, I can just tell you my opinion on that is no.
Well, I don't think you'd want to eliminate it.
No, you're not going to eliminate it.
Yeah.
How you can make it better and in a different venue, yeah. I think.
I mean, as long as we have a rodeo in Reading, I mean, it's nice to have it down there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're at the rodeo, we're not looking at the river.
No, that's true.
I mean,
that's
we're not. True. I mean, the rodeo yeah. grounds are really cool because it's old school.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you're kind of going back and step in time. And so we, you know, we have a tendency to want to keep that feeling. However, it, you know, it's the big picture here that we're talking about with, you know, these kinds of things.
Yeah.
Which then let's go into, we've got about a minute left and I would love to be able to take some time to go hear what's happening in the real estate market in Reading.
Why don't we do that as soon as we come back from
yes.
the break? This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the only area hospital with the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system with an advanced set of instruments. What's that mean? Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
My Nashville friends, they think I'm strange to make my home out on the range. Think it's nothing but a godforsaken land. Why don't you bring your guitar and family? Move on down to Tennessee. Well, I just smile because they don't understand. But if they ever saw sunrise on a mountain.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, empowering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spent at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay. trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 16 for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay education programming. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott, 8:34 in the morning, 62 degrees out there. Air quality index is moderate today. The water level is, there's still 890 feet of water in there, so you're not going to run out of water in Lake Shasta. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop has been in the business for a couple of decades, at least at that one location. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment only, 244-9478. Doesn't mean you can't walk in there a few minutes before your haircut and find out what's going on, catch up with the community. It's man's last stronghold. It's a great place to get a haircut. My barbershop of choice. We're here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton of House of Realty. And it's amazing when I read things in the chat room from people that, well, the Asphalt Cowboys, you know, started as a posse back in the 1800s, and they were, they murdered Native Americans. And I said, I'm pretty sure that they have not had an event like that in the last 70 years. But, see, it doesn't make any difference. Oh, no, that's where the roots are. Well, if that's the case, the Democrats are a bunch of slave owners, because that's where the roots are at, too. So I find arguments like that specious. Let's talk about the real estate market here. Softening, still crazy?
There's been a little bit of softening. But not much. This is still a seller's market. And when you know, we always talk about the number of homes on the market, and I think that's important. Real estate's like anything else, it's supply and demand. So we're up substantially from the low 300s that we were at before to now the low to mid 500s in terms of total homes on our multiple listing service. But I think within the city of Reading, we checked, what was it, Tuesday or Wednesday, Dad? We had, 187 within the city limits. I mean, these are still extremely low numbers, historically low numbers. Other than the last year, we've never been down this low, or at least not below it. So there are still a number of buyers out there. Rates are still low. So we are still seeing cases where there are multiple offers, not as many. And it does depend upon the house and the starting price. What you start to see with the market like this is somebody goes, well, hey, I just heard my neighbor sold his house for $1 bazillion. I want to go list mine now for $1 bazillion. Well, okay, you might get lucky. That might occur. You might get that out of the area buyer that comes in with a great big cash offer and blows everybody out of the water. But it's not happening in every case. And if the house isn't really well prepared, the house has a lot of problems, you're not going to see as much demand for it as you will one that's really well done and that's in a good location and that's well priced to begin with. So, yeah, we're still seeing a hot market. It's not quite as extreme as it was, and there are more homes that are sitting. There are more that are having price changes. And that are, by price changes, I mean dropping the price. So it's still possible to overshoot. And yeah, you still can get some out there that do get multiple showings and lots of offers, but there are ones that are sitting as well. So.
Well, Linda, you know, Linda's got an eye, and she'll look at photographs of, you know, that people put up on their listings.
Oh, well, this would be in other areas. I don't think I've seen it here in Reading as much, but with our real estate, anything that I've looked at through pictures here, but it's just unbelievable how people will take pictures and show like clothes and closets and toys and a dog over there in the corner and, you know, just like messy pictures. So there's no staging. And you were talking about how important it is to stage your property when you sell it, to clean it up, maybe spend a little bit in order to get the price that is the going price.
there's certainly people that will listen to you when you mention that. Others just think, oh, hey, it's worth it. I don't need to do that. And I think on some of these reductions, if you're shooting from the moon from the start and it's not realistic, certainly it's going to have to come down. And there are those that, you know, well, these are great times and whatever, and I want to start here. And so you'll have reductions occasionally. I listed a house a month ago for, I think it was $589.5. Took a month, but it went into escrow at $589.5. Cameron, in the last month, wrote an offer on a house that came out, but it was pristine. Beautiful backyard, beautiful pool, crown molding, all the bells and whistles. I think it came out at $650 on a Thursday. And Cameron showed it, and the guy loved it, and wrote it for $660. And it, Monday it went into escrow at $710 on a cash offer from an out-of-town buyer.
Wow.
So
it's still going like
that's
that.
That's still happening.
Gorgeous.
And I think there are certain people that are listing homes a little bit below market to try and get multiple offers, which sometimes will drive it above what we think it'll mm-hmm. sell for. So, you know, there's a lot of that going on.
How often do you encounter contingency when somebody in Reading is selling or wants to sell and is looking at another kind of home? Like, say, for instance, somebody's in town, they want to be out of town, or somebody who's out of town wants to be in town. How much of that occurs?
It's a factor. I think, though, right now, what we're really seeing in particular, there are people that are a little bit less conscious sometimes regarding location. They're just going, hey, I want this house. I want something at $400,000. I want it. I don't really care if I'm west side, east side, etc. You do have people, though, right now that just because it's hard to be picky. My father-in-law was looking maybe at something in the Cottonwood area. I looked at his range, brought some of the ones together. This is actually put to your point. And there were about eight in his range in the South County. He needs some room, something not on a city lot. Really, we brought it down to one house that was available. And you want to talk about photos with clutter. Unbelievable. They took a picture of the bathroom. There were more Post-it notes in a bathroom than I've ever seen in an office. There was one.
There's a lot of good thinking in the shower.
There was one a couple few months ago that there was a picture of a restroom, of a bathroom in a house. And
no, don't tell me.
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, you guys,
you got
I got it.
So
got it.
Some of these get pretty bad, but it gets difficult in terms of, hey, where we're at location-wise. What we are seeing, though, is people saying, hey, I want to be in city limits. And right now it's because of water. So what water district are you in? Are you in City of Reading Water? Are you in one of the other outlying water districts? Because water is becoming a real issue and real consideration. The other one is power. So am I in REU or am I in PG&E? And now we've modified our multiple listing service in Reading to be able to include whether the house is on mm-hmm. REU or it's on PG&E.
Huge, that can be a huge thing.
Mm-hmm. It can be huge.
The other thing, too, you've got to look at is fire.
Well, was
that the third one?
The third factor is insurance.
So you've got people out there that are living in Palisadro, Bella Vista, and other places out there. They want to come into town because of those three reasons, especially Bella Vista.
But if they have a well, it'd be interesting if they have well and solar.
That would help.
I mean, how is that going? I mean, are the wells out there in Palisadro or any of those areas? Is anybody experiencing well issues?
I'm not hearing a lot of them running dry like they are down further in the valley.
Yeah.
But, solar. But then, you know, you always have to consider, too, was this solar bought on time? And then the buyer of the house may be squeaking by to buy the house, but the solar company won't allow them to buy the house because their credit's not good enough or their ratios are askew. So solar can be a plus, it can be a minus in that regard as well.
Yeah, you'll see that in a listing. Owner owns solar.
Absolutely.
So that's a big plus.
Very important.
Yeah, I do have a friend that has a water drilling business or a well digging business, and he's been out to Palisadro and other places, and what he's done is he's where the water level is dropped, and he drops that well another 100 feet to ensure that they have water. But
but they're busy, and a lot of them are 6 months out. You know, an indication to the market, the house I mentioned earlier that we took 30 days to sell, but they called me, the elderly couple my age, and they...
Youngsters.
He had had some health issues. So they had to downsize. They wanted to rent. So we talked, and I said, well, here's the thing. We're going to have to hold off on selling yours until we find you a place to live. The rental market, there's probably a 2 or 3% vacancy factor. So to find them, I said, let's wait and we find you a rental that works for you and we secure that before we list your house. You know, your house might sell in 3 days and you don't have a place to go.
Yeah.
So that rental market is, I mean.
I see it on Facebook. People say they're, you know, they have friends moving into a Reading.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have jobs here and everything, but trying to find them a house.
Well, what about, like I said, right a now. Contingency? Somebody's moving from out. They want to move in, and the people who are in are deciding, well, maybe I want to move out. Have you ever done like an exchange like that where two people are like, well, I got this house for you and I got this. I've got it. I can fill both your needs.
One time. I had
50 years.
One time there on the west side, I had a young couple looking for a bigger house and there was a house in Sunset Terrace that they loved. So we made a contingency offer, but we didn't obviously going to have to sell theirs to buy that. And the listing agent on the house in Sunset Terrace said, well, where do they live? And I said, well, they live on the west side over off of Wisconsin. And she said, well, these people are looking at downsizing. So they went over and looked at that house, and they basically traded houses. So
I love that.
So on Buenaventura,
that's a happy,
one
happy.
Moving van's going this way, and the other
that
one's going that
happy,
way.
That is a happy, happy. Oh,
but
how
that's
wonderful.
Been one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That you know, because that's an interesting concept like that. You would think there could be more of those, that somebody wants to move in to the city, somebody from the city wants to move out the belt, you know, to Palisades.
Sure.
Anyway, hey, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. They've been around since 1967 in our town, and let me tell you, it's an employee-owned company. The CEO came up through the ranks, driving trucks, taking care of all the needs as he learned the business. In fact, Bill Casperino probably still out drives trucks because during this fire season, those guys and girls are out there supporting our firefighters with all the fuels they need, including jet fuel. For the helicopters and transport or in the drop planes. We have a CFN card with SST Oil and I can't tell you how helpful that is. They keep a running total of where you're at. They protect the card. They're good in like 65,000 different places, including one little spot in Nevada that's got one fuel spot. One. But they took that CFN card. For more information about that and about heaters, because it's getting ready to come on, it's starting to cool off, about heating your house or your water, give them a call at 241-1167. That's SST Oil. Remembering our past and looking to the future. We'll be right back. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And welcome back to our Friday edition this weekend. Okay, tomorrow, Chicks and Chaps, I'll be emceeing that. It's a wonderful event that is happening out at the rodeo grounds. And, of course, tickets were, I think they're sold out. And that's something that usually happened during the rodeo. And because of COVID restrictions, it was moved to September 18th. So I'm looking forward to that. And then, of course, tomorrow night is the Redding Rancheria Community Fund event that's happening.
Yeah, they're giving away again thousands and thousands of dollars to local 501s around
and
here.
And then Sunday, you're teaching your NRA class.
Yeah, well, for Northern Firearms Instruction, of course, that is the day they say we may get rain, but you know what? We'll just stand there and enjoy it, soak it up. Hey, a big apology to the Honeybee Festival. I was just told that they were scheduled for next Friday, a week from today.
Okay.
So, okay. That's why they weren't here
but
today.
But we still had a really wonderful fact about guard bees, and bees can sting bees.
We're here with House of Realty.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
That's cool.
We're here with House of Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton. We talked about the first two segments. We talked about the unsolicited proposal to rebuild the whole area around the Civic Auditorium, and we talked in the last segment about the real estate market. And it depends, like in most times, if you're overpriced, it's not going to work. And if your house is ready to be shown, it's a good deal. And you're still getting over offers for that. What do you see in the next few months, guys?
So tough to tell. I think the big one is what happens with interest rates. If inflation keeps going up and we do start to have to really, you know, on a national and level, they start to raise interest rates. That can have a detriment. I think the other one too that could potentially happen is with the foreclosure moratoriums and these other moratoriums starting to expire, will we start to see more defaults on loans, and therefore will we start to see more people losing having to put foreclosures onto the market. Those things can be a factor. I mean, there's so much on a macroeconomic level nationwide that affects housing and affects real estate. And so a lot of that has to be looked at. Really, anymore, it's so hard to know what's going to happen by Tuesday. I mean, between COVID, the fires, everything else, it can really, certainly locally and even nationwide, so much can change so fast. It's so difficult to tell. And I have clients that tell me that. In fact, I just had a client over the break, just texted me. I showed him a house yesterday that he and his mother were looking to purchase. And he said, you know what, we're just going to hold off right now on that. I think it's a little bit too high. Someone's going to probably buy it at that price, but it's not going to be us. And I think there's some, for some people, there's a little bit of hesitancy that, boy, do I want to go out and spend a lot on this particular house? And it may be, we've seen this before. It wasn't that long ago. We had a very hot market, only about what now? 05, 06, 07, right in there. We had a hot market and it really, really tanked. And there were some other underlying economic problems there and some real fundamental problems that had to correct, certainly, and with the credit crisis and everything else. But, you know, are we at the same setup now? I don't think so. But, you know, what goes up comes down.
Do you ever tell clients, this is overpriced?
Oh, sure.
I'm sure you do.
You bet.
And just say, hey, you know what? They've dropped the price, but it's still overpriced.
Absolutely.
By $100,000. And you need to look someplace else or until they drop.
Cameron mentioned 06, and I had people that, you know, and especially first-time home buyers, you get pre-qualified and you can go up to a certain number. And we try and talk people out of going to the maximum because any hiccup in your life, you know, the first rolls around awfully quickly. No, but I can remember telling a number of people, you know, this won't hold. And in that period down, things actually dropped 50%. When you talk about the future of the market, I think the one thing you have to keep in mind is California's over 3 million homes short right now, and it's growing. So until that's addressed, that certain demand's going to be there, and we're talking about overbidding. I read in the Chronicle last week for the first time, a home sold for over $2 million above asking. And there had been a number that had sold for $1 million more than asking.
$2 million over
asking. Over $2 million more than asking. It was listed like 2.7 and sold for 5. And multiple offers. So, you know, that Bay Area market's still like that. And there are going to be people that are going to take that equity and come north. And so, you know, that'll keep our market going. But there's a shortage of homes. You know, we're not meeting the demand in California.
Mm-hmm. And we won't for years.
No, it'll be a long, long time before that's really, you know, cured. Yeah.
House Realty, you all are the dean of real estate organizations here in Reading. You've been around for how long?
August started our 57th year.
57 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must be doing something right.
Well, we're getting older, I know that.
You've been in the same location for
57 years.
57 years,
yep.
Wow.
Yeah. 1965.
And, wow, you know what, anything that goes like that, you know, it's been around that long, you know, just like SST Oil and several other places around here.
Well, and I'm third generation, and I can state for the record, I have not personally been there for all 57 years. Not even close. So I
weren't even a gleam in daddy's eye.
That's exactly right. In other words, I'm much younger than that. You know, we've always talked to about being in it for the long haul. And I think that's important. I think it's important too in terms of when people are looking at real estate, that's a question you've got to ask yourselves as well, is how long am I going to be here? You know, talking we literally had this discussion about something being too high priced yesterday. I have a client, she wanted to look at a house in the 300s, but it's only about 1,000 square feet. It is absolutely cherried out. It is perfect with a pool, very nice, but she's talking over $300 a foot. And that's a very, very high price per foot. And that house will probably go, but is that too high? Yeah, I think it is. And Dad asked the question, it was a perfect one. Are you going to be there for 10 years? Do you see yourself in this house for the next 10 years? that then may work. If you think you're going to maybe have to turn around and sell this house in 2 or 3 years, that might be a problem.
Right.
So, you know, that's the other thing, too, is you really need to look at, are you buying something for an investment? Are you buying it for a long-term home? Are you buying it for something you don't think you're going to have for very long? And you always need to think about resale when you buy something. You're going to have to sell it. Most cases, you're going to have to sell it at some point.
At some point.
With a long enough hold, inflation will make you smart. But always remember, when you make your money in real estate, if you buy right, you're good. If you overpay from the beginning, it could be an issue.
But the worst house in the best neighborhood, right?
If you buy right, you're always going to be fine.
Having the best house in a mediocre neighborhood is not always a good idea. Okay.
How long are you going to be there?
Okay.
Yeah. Bruce and Cameron, thank you so much for being with us. This is one of my favorite visits of the month, is listening to what's going on and seeing, you know, getting expert advice and listening to what our real estate market is, and then so many other things that we talk about also. So thank you very much. Everybody have a great weekend. Be careful out there. The